The Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers Union agreed to a tentative 3-year contract yesterday that provides job guarantees unprecedented in the auto industry. Sources say the company has promised that the number of people employed at each and every Ford plant in the U.S. will fall no lower than 95% of current levels. The UAW's executive committee is reviewing the agreement today. Ratification by Ford workers is expected by the end of the month. Analysts say this is a good deal for Ford, but they say the union will have a hard time getting General Motors to agree to the same package. NPR's Don Gagne has been at the negotiations in Detroit, and he joins us now. Don, first, let's look at the job guarantees. Why is this so significant?
The union has been working hard to shore up its membership base. Today, there are about 400,000 UAW members employed at Big Three auto plants. That's about half what it was in the early 1980s. In this contract, the union basically holds the line on membership loss, or at least limits it. It also means that as workers retire, and there will be thousands of UAW members hitting retirement age in the next 3 years, the company will have to replace nearly all of them with new workers, and that's important to the UAW.
How does the guarantee square with what we were told was the top priority for the UAW this year, which was limiting outsourcing, the transferring of work to outside, often non-union part suppliers?
It kind of indirectly confronts the outsourcing issue. It apparently doesn't limit outsourcing per se, but it does provide an incentive for the company to keep work in-house. The thinking there is that if the jobs are guaranteed, then the company needs to have something for these workers to do. There are also reports today that the company won an important clause for itself that allows it to pay new workers, new UAW members hired to work on new parts business within the company, less than the $19 an hour a UAW assembly line worker gets paid. So that lower wage would make going to an outside supplier less tempting for the company.
Wall Street analysts say General Motors cannot afford to go along with this contract. Why not?
There are some who say that Ford actually crafted this agreement with an eye toward making life difficult for GM across town. Here's why it's going to be a tough sell at GM. First, look at the size of the two companies. Ford has 105,000 hourly workers and has no plans, really, for reductions and is already considered to be a pretty lean company. But General Motors, which is the world's largest industrial corporation, is still desperate to trim a lot of fat from its operations. GM has 220,000 active UAW members in U.S. plants, and by some accounts, they want to trim that by as much as 70,000. But if the company agrees to the terms of this UAW Ford deal, then GM would only be allowed to eliminate about 11,000 jobs, and a lot of analysts say that would be unacceptable.
If they can't, do you think it's likely that they don't reach an agreement, that the UAW strikes GM?
You know, it means things are going to be tougher at GM. There certainly could be a strike, but there are also reasons why both sides would like to avoid any kind of a stoppage. GM has more than a dozen new car and truck models coming out in the fall, and nobody wants to halt production of those models with anything like that 17-day strike we saw in Dayton earlier this year. The union also doesn't want an ugly strike just before the presidential election because they want to see Bill Clinton reelected, and the strike could reflect badly on him.
Don, what about the Canadian contract? The Canadian auto workers very quickly have been talking with Chrysler. Their contract is up tonight. Are they expected to be able to settle?
They actually may strike. It's becoming increasingly likely because they still have a lot of things on the table that they haven't gotten to. And if they do strike, it could force some Chrysler plants in the U.S. to close. It would also mean that the UAW here would be forced to go to GM next, and they would immediately have to start confronting some of these serious issues at GM.
Thanks very much. NPR's Don Gagne reporting from Detroit.